Okay, good morning everybody. Here we are in Parashat Tetzaveh. So I'd like to look at, teach you a point of practice of Halacha, which is based on something in this week's Parashat. This week's Parashat we learn mainly about the Big Zei Kehuna, about the begotten of the clanning. So one of the items of the Big Zei Kehuna, we have the, what we call the tzitz. That's the plate that goes over here, on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, which we know is written on it, the Shem Hashem. So it's written about the tzitz, the following pattern. For her, I'll meet like Aaron. It will be on the forehead of Aaron. Not the Aaron, it's when HaKadoshim Hashem, Dishu, when he told the command of Kachim, well, these are part of the bottom, and we're on the end of the bottom. For her, I'll meet like Tomit. It will be on his Metta, Tomit. It will be there all. Now we're going to see in a second how Chazal understands. It's not there. Not there always, surely, you know. How could he think? So what does it mean by her, I'll meet like Tomit? So we're going to see in a second that Chazal understands me, Bahoya al Mitzvah Tomit, not referring to the amount of time that it's on his forehead, but that when it is there, he needs to constantly be aware of it. There is an issue of Hesed Hadas from the tzitz. One has to be constantly aware that the tzitz is on the forehead and constantly have one's mind on it. And that's what Chazal takes from this possible Bahoya al Mitzvah Tomit. We're going to see in a second what implications this has for us. Because the Gemara says in the Nachos the following thing: Amar Rav Barakuna, Chayav Adam, the Makvish Bitfilin the whole Shor. A person is obliged to feel the Tfilin the whole Shor. After people are wearing Tfilin and everything, but that is. Okay, look, the whole Shor, the Gemara says, the whole Shor, the whole hour. Yeah, the whole out. The whole show, the whole out. Kalva Chayle, Mitzit. And when we learn this out from the Gemara, we learn this a Kalva Chayle from the Tzit. Uma Tzit, it already is a Tzit. She'enwe la'al para achat. The Tzit only has one Shem Hashem. Obra Chayle, nevertheless, the Peri says, due to the great Kedusha of the Tzit, for her al Mitzvah Tomi. It should be constantly over there, it should pass here, dancing in memory, not to turn one's mind aside from it. Tfilin, sheesh fledas, koris harve al akas, kamo v'kamo. Tfilin, which have in there many more, al koris, many more mentions of Shem Hashem in the tzitz, how much more so that one should not turn one's dar aside from the tfilin. And because of this reason, the Gemara says, every so often we touch the tfilin, we kiss the tfilin to keep our attention on the tfilin. Well, we'll do it every second, though, that's definitely not. But
actually,
yeah.
Twice.
It's customary to do it. Actually, but it's probably just to do it every so often, if I'm wearing silly for longer as well, the apostle learned after Dominic. Just keep an eye on it. I will say a little more what the precise halakhic meaning is of Leia Fiat Baker, not to turn one's mind aside, but we'll see that more in the Hish. But that's what we want to learn out from the six. So Tosfos asks, what's the great limit from the tzitz? What makes a kal v'chomer from the tzitz? So Tosfos asks, one can make a distinction between the tzitz and the tefillin. True, the tefillin having there many more azkaris, many more mentions of Shem Hashem than the tzitz. However, Tamar asks Tosfos, liberally, I can ask you a question on this kal v'chomer. Now the tzitz, Shekin Hashem begolit, there's a difference. In the sea, the Shem is open. So, suddenly requires a great measure of calm. The Shem Hashem
is
open, it's uncovered. You have this tip of the Kohen Gadol on his forehead and the engraving of the Shem Hashem, and it's open. It's not covered in any way, it's not protected. So, it needs an added measure of covenant, of attention. Due to that, Tovah with Tfilin cannot necessarily make a comparison to Tfilin, Shem Mechupin Dor. Where the shamans are covered, are hidden. That's the kasha that Tosfos asks. So indeed, the Tosfos, you're right. Venerably, there ain't a kalvachone gobble with the item. This is not a true, full kalvachone. Someone could ask a question on the kalvachone. It's a little bit drabble. In truth, the din is drabble. Maybe the kalvachone, which could maybe question, but the main point of it is Chazal will be stuck in this din. So Tosfos discusses that question. Maybe because we view the Shin Bal Yud as a Shem, which is an open Shem.
Yeah.
not just the chambers which are looking at the functions and sizes. Tosfos discusses that question now, lets that bit of it out, and he decides that that shed is not considered a full condition of Kedushas Hashem. I can't remember why. Because it's not a big tree, or because it's not all one. However, maybe because it's not all in the same place. So it's the second line. End of the first line. We can't mock it. The king of the Ikev is spinning some hashivu. Nevertheless, they do have a tremendous hashivu. Sheish ben al koriz harvi, because there are many al koriz. Svoru shin in adin. Yeish ben hachomim in the sakin. So, Tosfos says, even though Gemara bases on a kal v'chomer, normally kal v'chomer means a full limud d'oraisa. Tosfos says, not d'oraisa, this finish is in the Rabbah. The Rabbah does not appear to agree with Tosfos in this point. When the Rabbah recalls this din, he says the following thing. Chai Odom the Mashmish B'tfilah calls man shame on love. First is obliged to feel the tefillin the entire time while wearing them. She kedushasom gedoyla the kedushas tzitz. The kedusha is greater than the tzitz. She tzitz ein boy ela shein echod. The tzitz only has one shein Hashem. For every yesh bahem echod ve'ekrim shein, the tefillin has in them 21 Shevis of Hashem, Mishal Rosh, and Mishal Rosh alone. And what is called Mishal Yah? Wow, yeah, it's quite. Wow. The Tzitz has only got one Shev Hashem, the Tzitz has got in there altogether 42 Shevis of Hashem. 21 in Mishal Rosh, 21 in Mishal Yah.
42
is the letters of the Mekudosh Hashem. Yeah, interesting thing. Some significance in that, maybe there's a Shev Hashem of men based, yeah. So, the Rambam recording this thing. It seems to write it as a basic, absolute halacha without making any mention that maybe it's only a rabbonic. It's a concept. Okay, so my point is the Rabbah and Tosfos, whether this is the right or the Rabbah. Now let's turn a little more to the details, to the specifics, and what exactly we mean when we say that one cannot turn one's mind aside from the tefillin. There shouldn't be a hesach hadas. What exactly is constituted by hesach hadas? There's a tremendous clashing that the Rishonim ask over here. This is exactly the Shachar Parish of Warren Sides. And Warren Sukkah discusses whether one is allowed to sleep with tefillin on. And don't forget, in those times they wore tefillin the whole day. So I want to put one's head down for a few minutes. So the Warren comes to the conclusion there's a difference between a Shina Kva and a Shina Tara. So a fixed sleep. We don't know exactly what constitutes fixed sleep or what constitutes temporary sleep, but the principle is that a fixed sleep, a shinat kva, where you put on your pajamas and go to lie down in bed for the night, that type of sleep, shinat kva, is also with tefillin on. But shinat arai is a temporary sleep, a little rest. You know, you put your head down on the table for a few minutes, or maybe even lie down on your bed for 10 minutes for a rest.
Don't do it in the middle of 2 hours.
Not in the middle of tefillah, right? We're not talking about in the middle of tefillah. As we said, in those times people were tefilling all day. So a temporary sleep, the Gemara says, is permitted with the tefillin on. So the kasha is, how do these two things fit together? If in the one, on the one hand, it is forbidden to be nisiyah da from the tefillin, like how to turn one's mind aside from the tefillin. On the other hand, it's permitted to sleep a shinat arah. Now, surely when you're having your shinat arai, and if you're having a very, very, very holy dream, you're not thinking about your tefillin. You're having your shinat arai. So how do these two things fit together? So this kasha is asked by the Rishonim. So let's have a look at the Rosh in the second brachos asks this kasha. Kasha in Barosho is mutal lishin by shinat arai. When you are wearing tefillin, permitted to wear to sleep in shinat arai, get all of the sukkah, like the Gemara says in sukkah, somebody who goes for a rest in the day, rots on toilets, if he wishes he could take them off, rots on here, but if he wishes he can leave the tefillin off. Being told, hey, Shina Zarai, how can you be permitted to sleep for Shina Zarai? Well, also, last year, Dagger there. If it's sure she is Monday, Nimsa, she may see a Dagger there. So when you're sleeping, you're turning your mind aside. So, quote, the following I hear from Rabbeinu Yoyo. Well, some of the truth, the double text. The Vavai has the Kadar, Loihavi Elo, Kishoimi, the Kalus Rosh, Bishoik. The meaning over here, has the Kadar, is not But you have to constantly think about the tefillin. It's not an active state of mind where you are constantly of tefillin, tefillin, tefillin. No, that's not what it means. What it means is that one does not have a state of mind which is opposed to the kedusha of tefillin. Kalos roish tzchoy. Other kishorim is the euro in this athletic bitzrocha. If one has euro shamayim and one's going about one's daily activities. Other kishorim is the malakta of umma musa. Even if one is doing one's work, one's craftsmanship, they don't like to learn much, and you're not thinking about the tefillin. In their nikra hetzachada. This is not called hetzachada. The Eloi Tema, okay, there has to be this way. Because if we do not say this way, Eich yukal odom la niya tefillin kalayoy. How is it possible that a person could wear tefillin the entire day and not be in the tia now? Even in those times, even in the times of the early generations, how could it be? The same answer follows through when one drops off for a short sleep. In time has a chadah. That's not called hezachadah. You say, yeah, chadle oigot. On the contrary, when you're asleep, you're not thinking about any worldly matters at all. You're asleep. The in time comes rosh. There's no comes rosh. The problem is not that one's not thinking actively about the spinning. There's no requirement to think actively about the spinning. The requirement is that there should not be comes rosh. So, once you're sleeping, there's no calibration, there's no problem, there's no calibration. However, so this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that's what it means when the Gemara says they shouldn't be hetzachadah, and this, by the way, is the ikra halach, this is the halach. But there do appear to be other shittas in the Rishonim. It does not seem that everybody understood the words of Chazal, that it shouldn't be Hetzachadah, the same way as Rabbi Yehuda.
Did they wear
Tefillin
on Purim?
On Purim? I don't know. Why not?
Well,
it's not just
the...
Well, it's very important to you, yeah.
Maybe
we can say a colour. Well, we're going to give now a Musa for Purim, but obviously there's a difference between Chodesh and Chodesh Rosh and Chodesh on this. So, if your Purim is the right type of Purim, then there's no spirit to the wearing of Tefillin.
You're not really allowed to drink alcohol while you're
wearing Tefillin.
Well,
it's
the
same thing
with Tefillin, maybe.
You get drunk. I'm not sure. I'm not certain.
Wow.
I'm not sure. You sure that's
how long? As far as I know.
Saying in the times of the Gemara, they used to wear it. You used to wear the Tefillin the whole day.
I think
I saw Philly mentioned yesterday somewhere, I don't remember where. But you know, they were wearing Bishat the Suda as well. All their Suda from those times involved wine.
But they didn't get drunk.
Okay, that's what I mean.
Well, that's some question, huh?
So they're asking if you're going to be properly drunk, should you be wearing it?
No, that's not it. Somebody said people should stick in the jewel of
their hands. No, but many people are more simply into the Suda now. You're going to have a time on the show
that
you're
going
to pay for it.
Really?
No. I've seen people
say that. You said the right shoe. Okay. So, it appears not all the Rishonim agree to Rabbein Yehuda in this point that the meaning of Hetzachadah is simply that there should not be colours rush. So, the bottom of the page, the words of the Rambam. The Rambam uses the following words: Chayv Adam the Mashmish B'Tfilah called Malchei Malom. Sheloi Yatiach Daito Nehem Afilu Rega Echol. Not turn one's mind aside from them even for 1 minute. And not to turn one's mind aside even for 1 minute. It does not sound like he means Rabbi Yehuda's definition that it just means don't have quite the colours rush. To say don't turn your mind aside even for 1 minute, it sounds like he's saying it's a constant thought, awareness, fill it. So, there's a lot of questions on this shifter. But let's look at the particular question we're in the middle of dealing with, which is, if there is such a shifter, and if that is what the Rambam means, then how is he going to deal with the thing that is permitted to sleep in Tfilin, as Shinas Arai? If you hold, not like Rabbeinu Yehuda, and you say, no, it isn't just that there shouldn't be quote the colours rush, it's actually an active thing that you need to constantly be thinking about the Tfilin. So then, how are you going to be permitted to sleep, that the Gemara says in Sukkah, to sleep the Shinas Arai in the Tfilin? So this catch is up by the year. Don't you? Great. I put here the Orach HaShulchan, who summarizes this in it and brings two Kibbutzim from Gedolim who came before him, and then he says an amazing tariff of his own. Let's see it inside. Omnom Oiz Kotavshah. The Rambam writes further over there, Chaim Odom Mashmish, the spinning the words of the Rambam that we just read, the person is obliged to feel the spinning in Kolzman Shem Allah, Shilayasiya, Daifei Mehem, Afidu Rega, not to turn one's mind aside, even for 1 minute. In case, if that's so, Eidon Mubam Mashikotam Akarka, how come the Rambam writes after the Yoshin by Shinas Arad, and will complete a temporary sleep, I am sure. There's many minutes in which you are in the siyasatu. You have a rest for 10 minutes, and those 10 minutes you're not concentrating on the spirit. So it brings two tirutim from earlier in
Zodiac.
Unless he's dreaming about the spirit, but we can't be Machiah some to dream about the spirit, yeah. The Yesh Mishori. So the first tirut he quotes in the name of the Shagat Ari. Shagat Ari came along with the Chiddush, we can't go into now where he got this from and how he created this idea. But he said, Shiyesh Shiyu, Kama Otala Siyah Saita Neh. He said, even according to this opinion, not like Rabbi Yoda, that we need an active thought about the tefillin, it doesn't mean the whole time. There is a Shiyu's month in which the minutes we may say ourselves, it's a short amount of time. The Haimu Ba'erek Kiluk Meo Amos, the amount of time it takes to walk 100 Amos. It isn't so long, a few minutes. The Shina Sarai, when we refer to Shina Sarai, we mean that Shina Sarai, Pokus Mishia was there on the Pichot Mut. Smaller than the Shia, that's why it's Mut. The E Epsilon, I think, or for sure, will not accept this tariff. Sharia Rambam Kotal Afilu Rega. The Rambam wrote openly that one should not turn one's mind aside, even for a minute. So how can you say that the Shabbat Ari is a Shia? The Yehi Shah Ode. The Kibbutzim are Kasei Aspirin, Moshe Mavua Shal, the second Torah, which is the Torah of the Malvin, that the Rambam writes, when one has this temporary sleep, one should cover the spin. Until you cover the spin, the aim of the Issa Hesapada. Once you cover the spin, there is no Issa of Hesapada. The aim of the Shum Tam Nishvah, and this is Mother Gishvah, what difference does it make?
Right,
we always,
what's the source?
Okay, I didn't look so much. Is that why? So if it would be like that, yeah, but I don't think the talis like that is probably not called Mechusa. Maybe if you would fully drape it over, that might be called Mechusa, maybe like that. But normally on the contrary, just as an aside, it is the doctor that the Tvilin Chalroi should be shown. Once you put the talis, not like, you know, not the. But not as deep, you know, it should be a little bit back so that the tefillin are showing. So now let's come to the text of Orach HaShulchan. He's got an amazing, I call it, eye-opening text. But if you see, Mishinah Arai Loi Kashir Klah. Says the Orach HaShulchan, I don't think it's a question at all on the Rabbah from Shinah Sarai. It's not a question. Why? Shari, all of Bukhruf Lishon, yeah, every person has to sometime. But all, and when a person is asleep, Potur Mikol Hamid. Yeah, is it possible to give mitzvahs to somebody who's asleep? And he's asleep, there's no mitzvah. Umashayat of Hesed Hadar. The whole principle of Hesed Hadar is to somebody who is awake, he's bar kiyum mitzvahs, and then you can be mitzvahim, you know, there's somebody to talk to, you know, there's somebody on the other end of the line, there's somebody who's bar kabbalah mitzvahs, so you can tell him there's a thing. You've got to put it off, don't be mitzvah outside. Skip to the end of the line. Oh, at the time that he's sleeping, ain't shum chiyavol. There is no obligation before. So I raise the is hashino when we are sleeping. I'm actually crazy. We're not yet. But alchein onu bevorchin hamachad in the shomis is going late. When we wake up, we say hamachad in the shomis is going late. Killing when a person is sleeping, his darah is wet. You know, he's not a baradah. The ain't the chiyuv shayl ala odom on. Not the quite possible when a person's got any chiyuvim. When he's asleep. When he's asleep, he's asleep. He's got no human when he's asleep. He's like a shaker. So, there's no kasha before. The whole thing that there shouldn't be Hezek Hadar is commanded to somebody who is Baragas, he's Barakinu Mitzvah. Then there's a lot of not being a Ziyasa. When you're asleep, you're asleep.
So why,
a different parasha, a different department.
Because
question has to be asked, so why didn't the other
others go and think about it? Well, the truth is, it's a big discussion. I'll give you, so I want to tell you from this, and now, my return is inside, but from this becomes a tremendous hitch, and it's not so precious at all. There is this famous child which is up, I don't know if you've ever heard about this. Somebody used switch in the sukkah. Yeah? So, the famous child they want after which, for example, what will be in a, let's say a sukkah of a yeshiva or something. There's a lot of yeshiva bachurim who come to sleep there. Two bachurim come home from eating out with some hosts very late at night. First night sukkah, they come home. And the sukkah, yeshiva sukkah is fuller. Everybody's fast asleep. And they want to sleep in the sukkah. They come along with a lot of shepheshbun. A person who's asleep, this child, he's being kind. He's asleep. Now we just said, well, it's a very amazing. Yeah, when he's asleep, he's asleep. Not barely in it. So, Elohim, okay, we'll say to ourselves, what is the mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah? The mitzvah is to go to sleep in the sukkah. You prepare yourself to sleep, you go and you lie down. That's the mitzvah. Right? But once you fall asleep, there's no mitzvah. So later, now we can take two people out. They're sleeping very good. We'll take them out, and we'll go to sleep. Yeah, then you heard this shiny discuss ever. It's very big shiny. Which there was all the buttons, I think, a lot of the later. I don't think everybody agrees with this, so I'm not. I'm not saying one should do this a lot of the later, but I think there was all the buttons that one can do it. And one of the places where we see this is this Orach HaShulchan, that when a person is asleep, there is no context of Kiyum Mitzvahs at all. However, as you asked a second ago, why is everybody saying this? It isn't so possible. We do find places where it appears that there is Shaiyah. It's Shaiyah, Kiyum Mitzvahs, where a person is asleep as well. One example of this, I'd be more, one example I put here on the sheet, the next part of Mokus. What happens? Well, anyway, somebody passes away. And there's a kohen in the same house, in the same oil, in a place where the kohen is becoming tummy. And the kohen is asleep. So, based on this simple query, you might say to yourself, well, listen, he's asleep. And the moment he's asleep, when he's asleep, there's no mitzvah in the mitzvah, but he's asleep, he's got a bath before. When he wakes up, he won't tell him to go out. Or do you have to wake him up? So this halakha is a purush in Shulchan Aruch. Kohen shu yoshe, a kohen who is sleeping, who makes him over oil, and there is a mate in the same oil. So he's a rachis, one has to wake him up. Well, the hagid law is telling him that he should go out. So it appears that it's not like that. Even when a person is asleep, but it's then, you know, the Torah is still applied, there's not a Torah free zone, and you've got to wake him up, tell him to go out. Could be not the same, why?
There's an Easter is not to be in a place where there's a mess. So you say this person is alive. You don't have to know that there's a mess, but
I was also thinking on those lines, maybe there's a distinction between loving, between being over on a love and a kill, that thing. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you're saying.
Well,
and then it's a big studio, there's lots of rhymes one way or the other, time. Clarify this all out of soft. I'm just putting some of the questions of my colleagues on the map. So, the beach side. Let's just turn to one further point, which is asked. Going back to the ship of Rabbi Yoyah. The Rabbi Yoyah held that the entire idea of not being a seer dar from Tfilin just means that there shouldn't be quite the colours rosh. So, there's another big question that's asked on this ship. Also by the Shagat Aryeh. So I am the Chuvah of Shagat Aryeh, quoting the last paragraph in the 32nd, quoting the Shagat Aryeh. I am the Chuvah of Shagat Aryeh. She wrote on the Hakti to bring down a point, she wrote, Rabbi Yoyah Hanal, Talib Baha Aramban. It appears to be about a point between Rabbi Yoyah and the Ramban. She view a Tur of Yerizeh, a Tur of Yerizeh, Tim Shin Pehet, which the Tur of written in Shin Pehet, Tokhus Adeh, where the Ramban writes the following thing. Shall Ovel, some use an Ovel, be out the Chi the Hesbos, during the time of the Chi and Hesbos, Hotem el Amiyatsu. You shouldn't wear Tfilin at that time. Because the Rabbi is basing himself on this din of Hesed Hadat. But since there shouldn't be Hesed Hadat, from the Tfilin, so at the time of the Chi and Hesbos, when the Ovel is very, very upset, surely there shouldn't wear Tfilin. Because of Hesed Hadat. So the Shagat Aryeh asked the question, they called me for a Rabbi Yoyah. scroll, the entire meaning has a halach simply means there shouldn't be sechot mechalas rush. Well, there's no sechot mechalas rush at the time when the Omer is hitting the head. There's no sechot mechalas rush at all. The complete opposite of sechot mechalas rush. So he actually strengthens it to be a spirit in the Torah. Because the Torah is erachayim in the halachos of tefillin, as we mentioned, passing this remaining yom, this remaining yom is the halach. Yeah. The meaning of het chadat is just that there shouldn't be quite the color of rosh. So how is it in the halachos of Avelus, he mentions this Ramban who says, at the time of the Chiyan Hesper, the Olo doesn't wear tefillin, then there shouldn't be het chadat. If het chadat just means that there shouldn't be quite the color of rosh, then what is the problem in the Olo wearing tefillin during the time of the Chiyan Hesper? Lefi Aniyah Zaiti, similar to what you're saying, Schoik Mekalas Rosh, the not what Rabbeinu Yehuda said. Rabbeinu Yehuda said that there shouldn't be Schoik Mekalas Rosh. Rep le dugma ba'al le matzah. That is an example that Rabbeinu Yehuda is giving. Ba'al yizei ha-tzachoik, yishkach sha'filin v'rosho, ve'yolvay matzah kwayem dobo she'en e'hom. The problem with the Schoik, that's where we have the line from. The problem with Schoik is that if there's Schoik, then you forget entirely about the tefillin, and you come to do something which isn't suitable for spirit. So, something which takes up the mind so entirely, one will forget one's wearing spirit. But you have to match also around it. What might you think? There are a lot suitable, for example, to go into the Meshachi say, or other things that are not suitable behavior for spirit. So, when you have it, doesn't only mean to hope for Kalash Rosh, but anything that takes up the mind so entirely that can bring one to have behavior that isn't suitable to spirit. All that is included in the words of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore there is no contradiction in the talking of the Torah. I will stop here. Have a good day, everybody.